This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Yeah, that's scary. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And listen, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, that kind of stuff. Let them know what's happening and what's going on. You know what I mean? We are so living in a different universe, don't you think? Look at what was happening today. And God bless President Trump. I know some of you don't like that kind of terminology, but think about it. It was so cool, so great with what he did today. He canceled Nancy's ticket. And you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, that was great. Again, just getting back to it. It's funny. We have no money for this. We have no money for that. We shouldn't be spending money for this, according to Nancy and the rest of them. And yet, they're getting on a plane to do a fact-finding mission. That's it. They shouldn't be leaving the country. They shouldn't be leaving the state. They should be locked down in D.C. They shouldn't be able to leave till they get in a room and work this out and stop the craziness. Okay? Negotiating is not saying my way or else. That's not negotiating. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head on up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, donate to the show. That's right. Fashion book has been given it. Fascist, not fashion. Ain't no fashion with that thing. All the social media. We're making some updates and changes. I'll keep you apprised of how it goes. But there's an update. There's a donate button on the website. Go ahead. Feel free to press the button. Yank out your credit card or debit card and give us a hand. Always appreciate the help. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the first break. But here's a good one for you. If this doesn't make your skin crawl, then you are not, let me repeat, you are not a human being. It's that simple for me. But a feminist monsters called unborn babies medical waste. Okay, now some of you just threw up in your mouth, thank God. Radical feminists are blasting an Indiana law that would require health facilities dispose of fetal remains in the same manner as other human remains. In other words, abortion clinics would be forced to bury their victims. You know the word for it. Now, the Seventh Circuit blocked the state from enforcing the law, setting up a possible showdown at the Supreme Court. The law also would prohibit abortions motivated solely by race, sex, or disability of the unborn child. That's right. Isn't that great? Liz Winstead, the co-creator of The Daily Show, launched a vicious series of tweets condemning the Indiana law. She said, if they, the Supreme Court, take it and decide medical waste is a person, Roe is dead, she tweeted. Teen Vogue columnist Danielle Campmore echoed the idea that an unborn child is nothing more than medical waste. It's just that these people are sick. They are mentally ill. an unborn child. She didn't even call it fetal tissue or blob of cells. She actually said child, an unborn child. They know what it is. They're heartless. They are heartless, cruel people. Another writer said, dear SCOTUS, fetal tissue is not a person. Fetal tissue is not a person. Fetal tissue is not a person. She says it six more times, trying to convince herself, I guessed. She said, but I am, and I matter more than fetal tissue. Sign, the person who's having miscarriages and abortions. I don't think any of us ever say anything about miscarriages. But, unless it's an induced miscarriage, right? And an abortion, lady, you need to go back to school. You need to go back to biology class. You need to go back and look and see. Why don't you watch some of the sonograms that they take as they're actually doing an abortion? Tell me that thing is not human. Tell me that thing is not a person. And you know what? You are wrong. She goes on to say, the mothers who have suffered a miscarriage do not mourn the loss of medical waste. They mourn the loss of an unborn child. That's right. It never stops with these people. And the craziness goes further and further and further along. She goes, this Danielle, right, shows you where her head's at. Abortion is just one of a few normal, natural, common outcomes of pregnancy. No words. There's no words. Right? I mean, pregnancy is start to finish, right? Not start to killing. Pregnancy, from the time you become impregnated to the time that you give birth to an actual child, to a live, living human being, a new birth. That's why they call it a birth. This is amazing. These people are amazing. How do you fight with somebody like this? How do you try to make a point with somebody like this who right from the get-go doesn't see a child, a baby, and even says the unborn child? You can't be an unborn. Do you call a dolphin in its mom's womb an unborn child? No, you don't. Show with senior host Corey Duncan joins me after the break. Don't go. Well, I hope he does. He might still be sleeping. We'll try to wake him up. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I feel like I'm resetting everything here. God bless. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for spending the time to find the show, to tune in, to make comment, and just be involved, okay? It's really that simple for me, but let's have some fun. Let's bring him on and have some fun. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to try to make sense of some of the really, really stupid stuff going on in the world today. How you doing, Corey?
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you, sir. And thank you and Tammy. You're always so gracious to have me on. And I'd like to thank everyone else for tuning in. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to bring somebody else on that they can take half the heat for the trouble. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Look at that. You know, look at that. You know, I don't know. Yeah, you probably heard. I don't know if you heard about this one. What was it? That Dem representative Rashida Tlaib And she said she was gonna, we're gonna impeach that MF-er. And I was thinking, okay, look, I don't have a problem with you not liking somebody, and I get it. You know, you want to impeach Obama, you want to impeach whatever. I get all that. I don't think I ever used those words. I don't think I ever was that nasty. And now the left is saying this is okay to use this terminology. So now our elected officials that are supposed to have some decorum and some class, anything now goes. Are you surprised by this? Are you surprised by the direction this is going in?
Well, again, thank you, and God bless everyone that's tuned in tonight. My first comment would be about that is, no, I'm not surprised. When you deal with people with lesser intelligence and a lot of stupidity, and, it's almost like the old cliche, act your age and not your shoe size. And that's what we see here. We see the tick for tack or the whatever. That's why I'm so glad we don't deal with politics no more in our part of the movement, because that's all it is going back and forth. But what I will say is that most of our conservatives, a lot of them don't, like me that much, and that's okay. I still love you. God bless you.
I can tell you're heartbroken. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, really. Anyway, like dumping trash in the morning and then the garbage can. But anyway, one thing we do all agree on is the fact that President Trump is doing an awesome job, and he's standing his ground like a real man, real strong man, supposed to do.
Oh, now wait a minute. You obviously didn't see the Gillette commercial, okay? Because, the way you're talking about that whole man thing and all that, it just sounds like it's a little bit of toxic masculinity that you're interjecting into the...
That's why my wife has her awesome series, Empowered Women, that she did last night also, and it's to talk about that, too. Coming from both sides, left and right.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, I just like to deal with that, because I know that's why a lot of hate about me, because I'm strong and... I'm not this rollover puppy or whatever, you're not cute and cuddly. Well, sorry, I'm not that. So
no, I can attest to the fact that he's not cute and cuddly. All right.
I'm not made of that cloth.
Okay.
I made that cloth. You live in the Fillmore district and stuff up there in San Francisco.
There you go. Thank you for that. Yeah.
But I'm not surprised by the idiotic behavior. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. And he's Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is the biggest liar outside of the weatherman that on the East Coast, those of us, and I'm in Chantilly, Virginia tonight at our awesome chapter that's in Chantilly. And we're getting a little snow up here today, but it's okay. We know how to deal with that. But the thing with it, Chuck Schumer is the biggest liar.
Yes, he is.
He got up and walked off because he was throwing a tantrum. The man not throwing a tantrum. He did the same thing that I understand business. If I didn't ever understand business, I wouldn't be as successful as I am now. And I can understand where President Trump is coming from, because guess what? If I sat down at the table across on them idiots and I said, well, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. Well, we can talk about anything else, but we're not going to talk about we're not going to fund the wall or this or that. Okay, it was nice. Drink your orange juice, eat your Krispy Kreme, and I'm out. Peace out. And stuff. I'm walking out the door. That's negotiating.
Well, it's exactly what he did. You're right.
I know this is going to bother you a little bit.
Me?
That's negotiating NYC style. That's how you negotiate. That's called, guess what? I'm going to get it whether you give it to me or not. Guess what? I'm going to, and I'm quite sure if that man is brilliant and great minds think alike, I know, just like most great leaders, and I'm not going to put my, because I don't want to sound like Barack and be a narcissist, but facts are what they are. And so if you understand business, you understand you got something in the back pocket. He just haven't shown it yet. But guess what? And if it's this thing calling, the country the country's been, it's a state of emergency or the country or whatever. My thing of it is this. If he wants to do that, hey, Barack did a whole lot that he should have been arrested for, not going against the Constitution and everything else. But then when that happened, it was like, we live in a society now. Do as I say, don't do as I do. And I'm not just speaking from because I'm not a Republican. I'm an American. So the thing of it is, I'm a American Christian conservative. Am I all the way Christian like that? No, but I'm a conservative. And I understand that some things, and I'm talking from the left and the right, that people whining and they crying. But this is all about business. And I can understand totally where he come from. Trying to understand Democrats, liberals, and socialists, I refuse to do. I have more important things that I can take care of and actually reach a goal, set an agenda and reach a goal instead of trying to figure out the ludicrous, stupid things that they sit up and talk about. You know they're going to say that he's not working with them. We understand that. That's called politics. That's called, you know, that they're going to do that. So please, everyone, can we stop with the fanboy and the fangirl, you know, going back and forth? You know, let's just, you know, let it play out. What we need to really be worried about is what's going on in the South China Sea. That's what we need to be worried about. Why everyone's sitting up worried about that, they need to worry about that.
No, I agree with you. I don't think people, you don't have enough time to do it now, but in the next segment, maybe you could explain it to them in English. I keep telling people, this is a bigger deal than you think. And this happened under Mr. Obama, okay? And they're building islands, built islands that don't exist, okay? And they want control of that shipping channel. And you know, you can explain it. Yeah. You know what? I don't even have the college degree, and this was not that hard to figure out. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Corey's going to be with us after the break. I promise. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership. Who's coming to these meetings?
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi as President Trump cancels the House Speaker's trip, denying her use of a military plane to get to the Middle East because of the partial government shutdown. Now, this comes as Pelosi tries to tinker with the president's upcoming State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can solve this in 15 minutes, and we
could.
Now, as for the president, he writes a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Nancy Pelosi today, didn't she probably felt like most of you did when you go to the airport and they cancel your plane flight, you know what I'm saying? only at the airlines you can at least ask for, you know, compensation, another ticket or whatever. She was just running around kicking stuff over in her office. But the thing I love the most, I don't know if some of you caught this, there was an Air Force bus, U.S. Air Force bus, with all the Democrats that were going on this fact-finding mission. And their bus was filled with little pouty-faced Congress people. They're all on the bus. They're doing their high fives. We got the guy. We're going out of town. The heck with him. What do you mean we're not going? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall on that bus. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, try to make some head or tail out of some of this craziness going on around us. And, Corey, as always, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. And a sense of best back at our chapter in Miami, Florida. I'm at the one in Chantilly, and all of our supporters and everyone want to say a big hello to you and Tammy, and thank you for graciously having me on this week. You know, with your promo, why do I feel like, me jumping across a red car with a white stripe and me and you pull off with this little red light on top of the car? You know, when you had that kind of music on, this shit makes me feel like Dave Starsky or someone, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling my age.
It was a more comfortable time for me. What can I tell you?
Oh, of course. Well, it would have been okay for a black guy. Well, see, you would have had to be driving the car. No, I would have had to drive the car, and you would have to be the passenger person. You know, the blonde hair guy is the muscle, and the brunette has to be the brains of it. And
there you go.
You know, and in between us locking people up and, the rule of law. If I shine your shoes for a minute or something like that, you know? Oops, there's another racist joke from a black man. Right.
Oh, God. Yes, and send all your complaints to Corey Duncan at IDon'tGiveACare.com.
All of the nice emails. Well, after I don't hear the emails, I hear the stuff in between that people say to other people and other places on Facebook or on YouTube, and they say it, and I hear it, and I'm like, that's funny. That's funny.
They all got something to say, but they really don't have anything to say, you know.
Well, we know they never said to my face. That's for sure.
Nope.
That
right.
You know.
Hey, right. Let's hit on something else though, because I want to get into this. We started to, And I want people to understand or pay attention to the fact, and I don't give away what you do for a living, but you know about these things. And the South China Sea, the Chinese didn't show up last Tuesday and say, hey, this belongs to us. They have been working on this for years. They, for years, have been going through, and they have been building these little islands in the South China Sea. But they didn't do it because they were running out of space and they needed more place for people to live. They had a specific reason for doing that, didn't they?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we need to get back to teaching history and what the history of the world and not just this country. We need to be teaching and educating. Well, I hate to use the word teaching. I like to use the word educating because there's a lot of people that can, you know, they only know, yeah, it's just like some certain people, you see them quote Bible scriptures. Is that the only Bible scripture you know, or is that the only one? It's only like six of them they know, and they want people to think that they're a Bible scholar. No, that doesn't make you a Bible scholar because you're only nitpicking. The thing of it is that we need to learn the same about world history. We need to learn the same thing about, you know, the United Kingdom and a lot of these other countries, Taiwan, and they had these places in South America and in the Caribbean that was belonged to the Spanish. It belonged to the United Kingdom. And Taiwan, with six other countries or five other countries, is debating who this belongs to. So, you would be surprised how much having a couple of nuclear weapons changes. It's not that everyone is a mad hatter and they want to use nuclear weapons, but they are an extreme deterrent in being diplomatic and making people back down. The United States has done it for years, and not to say that they were doing it as a bully, but you need to, because the thing of it, you need to assert and let them know that if you do this, then we're going to do this. And then if you do this, we're going to, each time it's a level. But what we need to understand is the South China Sea, the Chinese are all over the place. We cannot allow it. It was bad enough that the Russians had bombers in Venezuela. We're hypersonic. It doesn't matter. I want people to understand that, because I know we got some of these flag wavers, and it's okay. I'm patriotic just as much as the next person. But let me explain something to you. We can be gotten at any moment. They are in this hemisphere now. This is not, things are a lot different from back when Ronald Reagan was president or whatever like that. No, they have delivery systems that they can strike us within 7 minutes. Hypersonic weapons,
wow,
you cannot knock down. I don't care what the United States Air Force tells you or this or that. That hypersonic missiles cannot be knocked down. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bear of bad news to everyone. I'm just a patriotic. I love this country. I love this president. But we have to start being realistic about things and start to understand. And I hear all these armchair generals and stuff like that. And I'm like, for first thing, I don't never claim to know the most or whatever like that. But what I do is I claim to know what I know because I've done this longer than you have. And I understand what I see. I'm not on here talking about nothing declassified for somebody say, well, if he wasn't there, why are you talking about declassified stuff? I'm not talking about nothing that's declassified. What is not being taught about is because all of the stupidity that people like entertainment. So let's keep watching about Pelosi and this. Who gives a rat's you know what? When we could be minutes, if somebody thinks one of our aircraft carriers, like the general from the Chinese said, that's one way to make the United States retreat, and we all know because of Vietnam and because of anything else, when you start taking on casualties, then the United States is like, maybe we should do this. Back during D-Day, that was a different story because we had people that wasn't about politics, and we had real men that step up and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. You may not be coming back, and this is all for freedom and not to let the Russians take over the planet or whatever. You know, the thing of it is that the fact that General Patton said that we don't get rid of the Russians now, we don't deal with them now, we're going to have to deal with them later. And because we had to play with NATO and had to be nice, they didn't go after the Russians. Go watch the movie Patton because it says it in it. And there's a part in it that people miss all the time. But getting back to the point at hand is that the stuff in the China Sea is very serious. I don't know why people think that you can run in your little box. I can hide in my little box and the mushroom cloud won't get me. Let me explain something to you. Once it starts, who's to say that it's not going to continue on? And I'm not being a fear. I'm not being, you know, raising fear and this and that. Go do the Googling or go look at it yourself for all of those are the laptop and PC parade people that, you know, that's what they live behind or live on. I tell you what, don't believe me. Don't listen to me or Joe. Go do your own research. And you tell me what you think is more serious.
Well, they don't believe, Pelosi, Corey, they don't believe in this. Well, they don't believe
Pelosi
in this modern world.
On a bus but this.
Yeah. Well, no, you're serious. Look at, they don't believe in a modern world this kind of fighting would happen. And I keep saying, you don't understand something. They don't share Western values. They don't have really like a God kind of perspective like they do. Their leaders are their gods. They believe themselves to be the supreme, well, I mean, true nationalist slash racist. Well, they are the race, right?
Well, let me say this. The Chinese have a... They have a mind thought, a military mind thought, is they can take on anything. Now, I want everyone to understand, they're not North Korea. But no means is the Chinese of North Korea. Chinese, the United States is smart. They're smart about everything. We got the best military in the world, far none. But the thing of it is that, you know, when you start thinking that nobody, you know, is a term in the street, don't let nobody catch you slipping. And what that means, let me give you the definition to those who don't know. That means never underestimate your adversary in military terms. Don't ever underestimate that you can't be knocked out or taken down. Because guess what? That's what we have in this country. We got a lot of people that's like, can I just hide in my little world? It's the same thing with crime. You can move to the burbs. You can move anywhere. And guess what? Crime will find you. It will find you. You cannot hide. And that's what we live. We have a society of people that are boxed. People. That's what they live. They live in a box, and you know they live behind their laptop or their PC.
Hey, you know what that is? That means we're making money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll go quick break. We'll come back. Corey Duncan will still be with us. We're going to talk about the state of some of the most crazy educational type of things in this country. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tell them about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
This should be the song that they play every time Congress starts session. It's just craziness. Do you guys remember back in the 80s? What was this? Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you remember the lines that were coming out of the theaters? And we would drive by at midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, going, these people are freaks. Quick, go check the cemeteries, because I know that's where they came from. And we're back to that. Those people are freaks that are up there in Congress. I don't, you know, it's just, anyway, let's get Corey Duncan in. Maybe he can get me off the ceiling. Corey Duncan joins us every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for allowing me to appear. You and Tammy are the best, and I appreciate you guys. But no, there is. You
I
are the best,
that.
Because guess what? The suit that both of you have always been the same person that ever since. You've been very classy, and you know, even though you know Tammy, you know, probably the better part. But anyway, and stuff. Thank you for having me.
Hello, I can't hear you. We've lost the connection. I can't hear you anymore.
Okay.
God.
I was going to tell you.
Be nice.
You don't know the term. If you don't know the term stud ditch, you'll understand what it is. Continue to play.
Okay. Anyhow. Okay. You started alluding to it earlier, which was so true. And when it comes to the education system in this country, and this week especially, when you hear people talking, it's all ramped up over the. I know we don't get into all this crap, but it's all ramped up over what the president's doing. And I love these people who say you need to impeach Trump and get him gone. They don't understand how the process works. They have no clue as to how. To history of this country, how it came about. They have spent over 2 years just railing on a duly elected president, and I think it's amazing. But they want to pass these laws that go against the Constitution, and they have no. So you've decided to take that on head on, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Now, once again, I would like to ask everyone for their support of our education initiative, the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. I am the founder, and my wife, Anna, is the co-founder, and we have compiled just a intelligent, this awesome, just patriotic group of people. And I want to say hello and thank everyone for all of their emails and then for everything that the people in our chapters around the country does. And we have 9 chapters. We will soon have 12 in 2019. And it's just our part of our movement is growing. And I try to talk as fast as I can because I don't have a lot of time. But always to continue to support us, follow us at our page, at our website, because we don't have a page. We don't do social media. We have our own website, www.conservativegen.com, where every Wednesday night you check my beautiful wife out and also myself and over the Corey, Anna, and Friends Christian Education Hour. And that's what it's about. It's about educating. And, we ask that you come there. Don't be biased. Don't be hating or whatever like that. And just listen to Anna's series, Empowered Women. And in a couple weeks, I'll be hosting the series, The Flip, about men and about real life. It's the difference between, that's what's wrong with this country. The history is a block of history that's missing. And that's why we need to educate. I had a discussion with some people today about what, even with my kids, my children, is to understand that, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a winner? Or do you want to be about success? Which one you want to be? Being a winner is only for the short term. Being successful about something is something you see years down the road that made a difference. Be successful. Don't worry about being a winner. You're a winner no matter you win or lose because it's all in how you have to give the effort. But I see a lot of people, and I know that a lot of them listen to me on your show, and then they run back and tell other people. And that's fine, because we had plenty of them that go to our website, and they try to steal our slogans. And we go, and people say, man, your page looks like their page, but your page, your website had it first, or whatever, about me and my wife, or this, that. And that's fine. We don't have a problem about being mentoring to people that don't know what the H they doing. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But the thing of it is, what you can't duplicate is success. And you can't duplicate what you're doing, you can see. It's not on the web. It's not on a piece of paper somewhere or whatever like this. It's actually happening. Our schools, and to be honest, in a couple weeks, I have an even bigger announcement. What's going to make a lot of veterans, and I want to say to somebody, I talk to them, and I say in the realm of Danny Thomas and the Shriners Hospital, we're going to open a children's hospital also. And guess what? There's no charge to them. Because guess what? You deal about worrying about your children and making it, well, you're dealing with that, and we'll deal with the bills or whatever like that. That's what we're about. We're about giving back to Americans and educating our young Americans. We're not on here, and guess what? You can't do that with trying to raise $6,000 or $10,000 on a GoFundMe page, because guess what? That we are nonprofit and we're privately financed, and I know a lot of people, but guess what? It's the difference. We are successful because we have got people that are completely dedicated and noble, and they understand our agenda. And that's what this is all about. It's about history. And the history, what history will you make that you change some people to be Democrat or Republican? God bless you. Is that going to make a difference in someone's life? Is that going to change their education? Is that going to change the way that they, but see, everyone is different, and I do apologize. That's my opinion. But guess what? My opinion is catching on to a lot of people around the country. That's why we're going to have 12 chapters this year, because guess what? This is not about trying to outdo someone. This is about succeeding an agenda of an education initiative and also to give back to our veterans that deserve everything, because they're giving up everything. And to the people of this country that also have the problems with people, if they can't get surgery, guess what? Danny Thomas did it with the Shriners, and we're going to do it with the Grassroots Conservative Association group. With my leadership and Anna's leadership, guess what? If you like it, you like it. If you don't, that's fine. Because guess what? We're going to continue to move in a positive direction. 2019 is going to be our best year. We got projects all this year and projects for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. So that's okay. Hey, Joe, you know what? That's why I love you and Tammy, because the both of you understand, and you're not in this for entertainment purposes. Oh, yeah. And don't let me forget, I got another announcement in a couple of weeks about the Young Americans Network. And I'd like to thank the people back home in Texas that's going to allow us to broadcast on their network. The Texas, I forgot what's the name of it, but I don't have it right there in front of me. But next year, we'll be broadcasting. We're already looking for the next big person, young person, to step up and take Joe's spot.
They're going to have to eat more pasta to get bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
But I thank you for the time that you allow us to come on. We're not on here to put anyone down. But the thing of it is, I hate people that's in this. I'm not going to say I hate. I dislike people that's in this to try to make personal gain. Because this is not about making personal gain, man. This is about giving back to the people. If you're a loyal supporter of this type of people, you got to take and really look at yourself in the mirror and wonder, this man is not asking, me and Anna is not asking for one red cent from anyone. We don't ask for nothing. All we ask for is your support of our education initiative, and especially these hospitals. I just cannot wait for them to open, because guess what? That's giving back, man. That's what it's all about. That's Americana.
It boggles my mind that you look at the Congress, you look at what's going on right now. We have kids that are going hungry all across this country. Kids, citizens born here. We have veterans who can't get the help that they need to get. Veterans that have fought for us, for our freedoms, and do well after they get out of the quote unquote active service. We have first responders that are homeless and that can't get the services they need, and yet we are worried about not being able to feed, take care of, and give health care to people coming up from other countries. I'm smoked enough dope for that to make sense. I don't know.
Well, you know what, Joe? That's why I say, I still ask people to follow us, www.conservativegen.com. Please come to our website. Please do not peek. Please do not steal, because most of our stuff is copywritten, and we will see you in court, because, that's not good to steal someone else's. Let's just be a little original and stuff. But the thing of it is that the fact that, a lot of people say, well, you want it. No, I get on here not to down people, but my thing of it is that we have a lot of people, and I can really go by name, and they, you need to really dig yourself, man. I mean, really? I mean, you're taking stuff from people, and you're supposed to be on a free website. I'm not going to ask to pay to see somebody. That's ridiculous.
All right, quickly, tell people where to find you. Get more information.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you once again, Joe, and God bless.
And God bless you, too. Listen, when we come back next hour, we're going to do a religious hour. Pastor David Hague is going to join me. We're going to talk about the pastors that blessed a Planned Parenthood abortion butcher clinic. We'll be back in a little bit.